This is Tim Maron reporting live from the world headquarters of Correlation. Well, actually, the only office is in San Diego. And home of Teresa Benavidez' San Diego Padres. I'm going to be interviewing John Landis and Jeff Dent, who just finished their conference presentation and the follow-up Q&A. And why are we doing this? Well, for all those who did not see our conference presentation, John just announced the most open core on the market just got more open. John, the announcement today was very well received by our clients, and that's a good thing. What was your impetus for making this move at this time?
Well, first I want to make sure everyone knows what the move was. We announced that we have ported Keystone to the Linux operating system, and we'll now be offering it on both IBM Power-based systems and on Intel x86-based systems. So it's now can run on basically any hardware available in the world today. As far as why now, we're really setting the platform up for the next 10 to 20 years of technological development. We are moving or adding the platforms that where all the innovation is occurring today, and we've set ourselves up to take advantage of that in the future. We've also given ourselves the flexibility to run on any hardware.
That's great news. So Jeff, John mentioned in his presentation that our developers will be very excited to use the new tools. What does that mean to your team?
It means options. If you know anything about Correlation and Keystone, we're built on having options. By porting over to Linux, there'll be all types of new tools that they can take advantage of, primarily in the interactive development environments. There's a ton more options on Linux as opposed to AIX. We're also going to be reviewing any new features that might be available in Linux that our development staff and, in turn, our clients can take advantage of as well.
Good stuff. John, this change is done and ready for our clients. And as you know, our partner credit unions, USC and PSECU, are already working with us to test. What will that testing look like?
Well, USC has already installed Keystone on a server in their environment running Linux, and their database has been migrated in a test mode. They will be doing benchmarking and performance analysis, and PSECU will be following suit very shortly. So it's primarily to validate functionality and benchmarks.
Okay. And Jeff, what do you feel that means for our existing clients?
Once again, options. Our clients now can build a plan that best suits their needs. If that means porting over to Linux, running on x86 machines, utilizing machines that they currently have, or building a plan to migrate to a potential cloud environment in the future, we could run them in virtually anywhere now.
Really, really good stuff, gentlemen. As we wrap up, any final comments that you have for our audience, either one of you?
For one thing, I want to emphasize that this is available today. We're not announcing a statement of direction. We are delivering. And that's quite an accomplishment to do this under the covers with absolutely no degradation in the speed of our enhancement delivery.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy the conference.